From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County's confirmed COVID-19 case count rose to 154 on Tuesday. Five new cases reported. Humboldt County Health Officer Dr. Teresa Frankovich saying it's important for county residents to remember that there are cases in all parts of the county, even if numbers may appear low in certain areas. She said it's crucial for people to remain vigilant and avoid gatherings, pointing out, as Sheriff Hansel said this morning during the Board of Supervisors meeting, there are a number of confirmed cases in southern Humboldt, but a number of people have contracted the virus there. The case numbers reflect the part of the county where patients reside, not where the virus was contracted. The virus is circulating in all parts of the county. Meantime, Curry County Public Health getting notification from Curry General Hospital of three confirmed cases of COVID-19. Two of those non-residents traveling from outside the area, both individuals from the same household, and the cases have been referred back to their state of residence. A third unrelated case is a Curry County resident who tested positive for COVID-19. Contact tracing and investigation is being performed, all three self-isolating and monitoring their symptoms. A Eureka man who crashed his motorcycle Saturday was found with methamphetamine and arrested. 39-year-old Eric Tyson of Eureka, riding his Suzuki south on Interstate 5 just north of Jelly's Ferry Road about 6:35 Saturday morning, and was trying to pass a semi but ended up colliding with it instead. He was ejected from his bike and came to rest in the center divider, taken to Mercy Medical Center by helicopter to be treated for his injuries. During the collision investigation, CHP officers found about 12 pounds of methamphetamine, also $4,500 in cash belonging to Tyson. Tyson arrested and released to the medical center for treatment. Well, in an ongoing proceeding to address telecommunications failures during recent fires and public safety power shutoff events, the California Public Utilities Commission proposing new requirements for wireless network operators to provide backup power and plans for keeping essential communication networks operational. Well, Access Humboldt has filed several formal comments in a proceeding with focus on interests of local jurisdictions, public agencies, and community at large, including backup power requirements, network reporting, legal authority of the CPUC, and importance of open networks, adequate service to meet the public needs. The filing, focusing on the issue of net neutrality or open internet, also on the importance of minimum standards to ensure that emergency communications have adequate network capacity to meet public needs. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.